It's Thursday, January 19th, 2017 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Recently, the Roman Catholic Church baptized over 400 children in the slums of Manila, Philippines. Approximately 80% of the Filipino population is Roman Catholic, and only 2% is Protestant. The Worldview spoke to Kevin Swanson's younger brother, Tim, who's a Protestant missionary laboring to spread the gospel in those very Filipino slums through Banaba House Ministries. Swanson encouraged the church to step into the lives of the poor in this island nation.
Their life might be broken, there might be like some death, or there might be some kind of trauma. However, they find out that God loves them, that Jesus died on the cross for their sins, and that it doesn't stop there, that Jesus has a whole new life for them, a life of reflecting the glory of God. And that's living out your identity in Christ. So you go from being identified as someone who's out of school, who's living in an impoverished community, being identified as someone who's living for Jesus now.
Swanson said that people are really open to the gospel in the Philippines.
There are also a lot of people who kind of in a place where they want to learn about the Lord. So they're interested in doing a Bible study. They're interested in joining a discipleship group. So that's kind of exciting.
And finally, Swanson reminded Christians that we are the light bearers that bring hope into the darkest places.
What I would advise is to take a short-term missions trip somewhere in the 1040 window. And when I say 1040 window, basically it's across Southeast Asia. There's this huge window of millions and millions of people who are unreached. And it's like half of the world's population lives on under $3 a day. So people who are living in poverty, that's not a bad thing. But when you live in poverty, that's generational poverty, there tends to be kind of a mindset of fatalism, like I can never escape this. The gospel brings you a different mindset.
To support the ministry, go to swansonmission.com. An undercover video from 2011 exposed Planned Parenthood staffers advising sex traffickers on how to get abortions for underage girls. Now the company has been, quote, retraining, unquote, employees on how to report traffickers. However, Live Action, a pro-life group, released an interview Tuesday with former Planned Parenthood manager Ramona Trevino, who said the alleged retraining actually focused on how to catch undercover investigators, such as Live Action. The rate of the murder of the unborn has fallen to an all-time low since Roe v. Wade, according to a report from the Guttmacher Institute this week. That's 14.6 abortions per 1,000 women. The report also noted that the annual number of abortion murders fell below 1 million for the first time since the mid-1970s. The apostasy continues. Prominent divinity schools are telling their professors to reference God with gender-neutral language. Duke and Vanderbilt universities want more, quote, inclusive language, unquote, from their faculty. President-elect Donald Trump plans to be sworn in tomorrow using President Lincoln's first inauguration Bible, as well as his own Bible, a gift from his mother. And Vice President-elect Mike Pence will be sworn in using the Reagan family Bible, open to 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The Clinton Foundation plans to shut down the main office of Clinton Global Initiative in New York City. This comes after a sharp decrease in donations to the controversial charity following Hillary Clinton's loss in the presidential election. Former President George H.W. Bush and his wife Barbara Bush were both admitted to the hospital yesterday. President Bush was admitted to intensive care with pneumonia, and Barbara Bush was admitted after, quote, experiencing fatigue and coughing, unquote. Samaritan's Purse opened a field hospital miles outside the war-torn city of Mosul as Iraqi forces worked to free the city from Islamist forces, reported the Christian Post. The hospital, staffed by over 70 medical professionals, covers 5 acres with an emergency room, 2 operating rooms, and more than 50 beds. the Samaritan Purse Hospital has already been able to save dozens of lives. Pastor Amen from Southeast Asia shared with Open Doors USA recently about his remarkable deliverance from death. Amen pastors a large church and often gets death threats. Once he was threatened in person by Muslim jihadists. Resolutely, Pastor Amen responded, quote, "Kill me if you must. Here I am," unquote. The would-be attackers did not touch Pastor Amen, as if God had put a protective shield about him. Psalm 5:12 says, "For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor you will surround him as with a shield." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, January 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.